Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members.
Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Enviro Heating and Air, serving all brands of HVAC systems in Sonoma County and Marin County. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Warriors' ugly loss in Houston and the Draymond KD argument. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. At TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, not only do you get to play where the pros play, but you also get to play where Warriors play, like Klay Thompson, who hosted a tournament at TPC Harding Park over the summer.
Thompson Family Foundation Golf Tournament. That was so much fun. Shout out to TPC Harding Park for hosting us. I played great too, so that always helps. Just a fun day on the course for a great cause.
Well, Ray, a real stinker for the Warriors in Houston right after the drama this week with Draymond Green and Kevin Durant. And I mean, I have to say, I don't think it has anything to do with that. It just seemed like it was one of those games where the Warriors just were not in it. They did a lot of things wrong. They didn't have the energy. But, you know, it just seemed like it was just one of those games. I don't know if it had anything to do with all of the drama. What do you think?
I don't know if it necessarily did. There might have been a bit of a hangover from that, but I think more to the point, no Steph. And Draymond is not near 100%, and Klay had an off night. And those three things right there are going to sink you. I think that's really what it was about. It was an awful performance, especially offensively. Defensively, they weren't too bad. But no flow, no space with Steph out, no pace without Steph. And, it was reflected in just about every possession. They really had to battle to get good shots and good looks, and they didn't get a lot of them.
Here's what Steve Kerr had to say about the lack of energy in Houston.
It was not our finest hour. A lot of turnovers, which hurt. I just didn't think we had the juice that's necessary on the road against a good team. We were sort of jogging through our cuts. Just didn't play well. Yeah, we played a very poor game. You know, we're banged up a little bit physically, and right now we're banged up spiritually. I mean, that's there's no getting around that. So we've got to fill up our cup and get our spirit back, get our energy back, and we're going to. It's a long season, and it's a tough stretch we're dealing with, but I know our guys. Draymond may not have had his best night tonight. In fact, he played very poorly, but I liked his approach. He was genuine out there. He was competing. Nothing went his way, but I like where he's heading. And now the rest of the team, we've got to all lift our spirits up and get back on the saddle. But we're going through a little bit of a rough patch.
Well, yeah, without Steph Curry, the offense is completely different. And we did find out that he's going to be out a little bit longer than we had anticipated. So, this team has to get accustomed to playing without him. They did it last year. It's interesting they started Andre Iguodala instead of starting Quinn Cook, I guess because of the matchups. But, I do think they need to have Cook out there maybe more often than not. They need somebody to help facilitate things. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it. Things are clicking and they don't have really the good flow without Steph out there.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced that Quinn Cook can provide that flow on a consistent basis, night in, night out. But I think they were just concerned about defending that backcourt of Harden and Paul. That's the strength of the Rockets. But the problem was they just couldn't get anything going offensively. And, Andre's not really an offensive player at this point in his career. So it falls on Durant, and it falls on Klay. And they really bottled up Klay in particular. He wasn't getting a lot of good looks. And the Warriors were hoisting a lot of long two-point shots. They weren't getting the good looks from three, and I think that's what a lot of defenses in this league try to do now. They try to force you into longer two-point shots if they can, or if you're going to shoot a three, have it be contested. And that's what happened with the Warriors and why they were as inefficient. In fact, that was as poor an offensive performance as I've seen in the Steve Kerr era, and they just didn't have an answer. and Clay was not on tonight, so they had nowhere else to turn. Durant was okay, but he wasn't enough. Whether they started Iguodala or they started Quinn Cook, I don't know whether it would have made a difference in a game like this. Maybe, you know, Cook gets hot early on. Maybe he's the one who gets open looks from three and gets something going. But that didn't happen. And like I say, over the course of the game, I don't know if it would have made a difference because this is just one of those nights. And it seems like we say that more often now. Every team throws out a few stinkers, right? Well, they've thrown out a couple now. And what they've lost 3 of 5. And they've looked far from the world champions so far. And Steph's the reason. Steph has, you know, he's got two things. You know, we use the word gravity, how he pulls defenses to him and makes space for other people. And he has gravitas. And that is why he's on this trip to kind of smooth things over after the blow-up between Draymond and Kevin Durant.
Let's listen to what Draymond Green had to say before the game in Houston against the Rockets.
I'm going to speak on this one time and one time only. You know, what happened a few nights ago. You know, Kevin and I spoke. We're moving forward. You know, I think there's no secret that I am an emotional player. You know, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I play with that same emotion. You know, sometimes it gets the best of me, and, you know, it doesn't work to my favor. I'm going to live with that, you know, because it works in my favor to the good, as my resume speaks and this team resume speaks, more so than it doesn't. And so I'm never going to change who I am. I'm going to approach the game the same way that I always do. And, you know, like I said, we'll continue to move forward. You know, and I've read a lot about how, is this the end of the run, or is it over, or did I ruin it, or did I force Kevin to leave? You know, at the end of the day, as I've said before, whatever Kevin decided to do, whatever Clay decided to do, whatever who decides to do, you know, we had great years together, and I support everybody wholeheartedly, 100%, because as a man, as a human being, you got the right to do what you want to do with your life, and so I'll never question that. But what you must know is nobody in this organization, from a player, you know, not myself, not Kevin, not anybody else, is going to beat us, you know. So if you one of them other 29 teams in this league, you got to beat us. We're not going to beat us. We're going to continue to do what we do. And, you know, I'm sorry if that ruins everybody's stories. I know everybody got a job to do. I apologize for ruining y'all's stories if it did, you know, but, you know, if this only makes Kevin, myself, and the rest of my teammates stronger, that's what it's going to do. So, you know, you think you saw something before, good luck with us now. Like, we're not going to crumble off of an argument. We're going to move forward.
Well, let's talk about the blow up because you wonder how it is going to affect the team going forward. I mean, when I first watched the beginning of this game against the Rockets, and I saw the way they were playing together, you know, Draymond was on a break and he fed Durant, and it looked like, okay, they've kissed and made up. I mean, this is pretty good. You know, it looks like that's not going to affect them, but you just kind of wonder behind the scenes or in the back of their minds what's going on now, because, you know, anytime you have something that dramatic happen to a team, and it's not just about Green and Durant. I mean, it's about Coach Kerr, it's about other players on the team. I mean, all of that has to be involved here, and I don't know that they get by it that quickly. What do you think?
I don't know if they do. I think you got to give it a few days. You got to get a couple of wins. As Clay Thompson said the other night, you get a couple of wins, and it's in the past like a ponytail. I don't know if it's going to be that simple. I think it's a little more complex than that. I think these are guys who have been friends, and sometimes friends, you know, have a dust up. And I think that's what happened here. I had to laugh when Durant said post game the other night that they, you know, he's not going to talk about what he said to Draymond. They keep it in house. Too late. You know, the garage door was open and the dog got loose. It's not in house anymore. The whole world knows about it. So nice try with that. But maybe I'm trying to look at on the bright side here. Maybe it's better to get this all out in the open now in November. You have time to deal with it, figure out a way to navigate through it. And they know they have to. They have to coexist. They're not going anywhere. You know, these guys are going to be here. They want to be there playing in June. So we're talking about 7 months of figuring out how to coexist. They're adults. I think they can figure that out. I think a lot of this, it was, without a doubt, it was a blow-up. It was something. Otherwise, Draymond doesn't get suspended. Although I guess he said, I'm glad I got suspended because I was really hurting.
But I heard that. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. But it was funny line anyway. But he does what he does. We know Draymond's modus operandi for years now. What I think is the undercurrent here that I wasn't really aware of, I have to admit. I didn't realize it was this much of an issue right now because, we went to media day and everybody's talking about, we'll worry about what happens in the summertime. We're just going to enjoy this last season together, if that's what it is, and play with joy and all that. Well, that's all fine and well when you're on media day, but when the games start happening and you start getting context for all this and whatever frustrations you have start to boil over in the heat of the moment, that's exactly what happened. But, Draymond's like, this is like a family quarrel. This is the best analogy I heard. It's like a couple quarreling, and one says, you forgot to take out the trash again. And the other one says, your family never loved me. Whoa, wait a minute. She just took that to 11. There's a time and a place to bring that up. I don't know if this is a time and a place. But, Draymond's got no filter, no chill. He'll blurt this stuff out, and he likes to keep it 100, and he doesn't apologize for it, and he didn't afterwards. But I think that he doesn't owe a public apology to anybody. He just needs to work this out with KD in whatever way they choose or whatever way they see fit. And it looks like they're getting a start on that. The good news was, at least they were putting up a good public face, if nothing else. The bad news is the team played like crap.
Dubs OT continues in just a moment. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro's goal is to provide each family and business with the most energy-efficient heating and air conditioning system to fit their needs. Enviro is happy to provide a free estimate for your new energy-efficient HVAC system. Contact Enviro Heating and Air today to get an estimate and lower your monthly heating and air conditioning energy costs. Call 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. Here's the thing, too, about Draymond. I mean, he says he's going to live with his emotions, and that's all well and good. And I understand that a lot of times it works as a positive for the Golden State Warriors. But, I know there were a lot of people in the media that were sort of surprised about this suspension. I was not one of them. I actually thought this was a good idea for Steve Kerr and for management, Bob Myers, to sort of make a statement here. You just can't cross that line. I mean, there are a lot of egos on any NBA team, but if Draymond said what reportedly we heard he said about, the whole thing with the free agency and Kevin Durant and stepping over that line in the heat of battle there, I just don't think you should be able to get away with that. And I think the suspension was good. I think, like you said, the icing of the foot notwithstanding, I think Green to take a step back and sort of say, you know what? And I know he didn't apologize, but maybe to look in the mirror a little bit and just say, you know what? I shouldn't be offending my teammate like that. And he lost $120,000. I mean, that's not nothing. And I think that was a smart move by the Warriors.
Well, we'll see, because there are some who say it may alienate Draymond. And then what happens? You end up losing Draymond and KD down the road.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. It's clearly they took a side here. And if I had to guess who Joe Lacob would like to see in that new arena, it's Kevin Durant. He wants the star power. But, they've had Draymond's back before, right, in other incidents along the way. And Bob Myers has been at the forefront of that. I think this was a bridge too far for them. And there's been a lot of great reporting on what was said. And, of course, a lot of that was out in the open. And if you could read lips, you could see a lot of it. But there, it might have even been worse than that in the locker room. And that's what led to the suspension. And I thought at first, this was like, okay, they've had another one of these dust-ups. We've seen this before. They've had arguments on the court before. But when you saw KD's reaction after the Atlanta game the other night, and he was still seething, clearly, and then, of course, the news of Draymond's suspension, then you realize this had been taken to another level, and it was maybe the worst blow-up we've seen outside of the halftime in Oklahoma City locker room incident from a couple of years ago, and Draymond was at the center of that. He's combustible, and being combustible, he's also the fuel that has ignited this team over the last few years, and there's no player like him in the league. And he's going to, you know, if you decided to part ways with him, where are you going to find another one like that? You know, a guy who's going to be a grinder, who's going to give you the defense. When you have all these stars who can put the ball in the basket, you need those grinders too. And Draymond has been so essential in that regard, plus his ability to guard different positions, plus his ability to rebound, as well as push the ball up the court. Unfortunately, it didn't work out against the Clippers the other night and led to, you know, all this. And the other overarching thing here is maybe this doesn't happen if Steph's on the court, right? For a couple of reasons, because maybe they have a better result with Steph on the court, and maybe if something happens, Steph is there to kind of be the mediator to kind of calm things down because everybody listens to Steph. It's Steph's team. But Draymond feels ownership as well because he's been here a pretty long time, and he and Steph are pretty tight. So now he's thinking, okay, we asked you to come, but we didn't bargain for this. This drama that's kind of looming over the team about will he stay or will he go. And clearly it's been a distraction. It's been on Draymond's mind, and it finally all came out. All right, so you got this all out in November. You have time to figure out how to work through it. But in the meantime, they got to get Steph back. They got to get Draymond healthy. They got to get Cousins into the mix. You know,
right.
I mean, if you wanted to have some peace and quiet, that might not be the way to go, but they sure need his offense. That's pretty clear, because I don't know if they have anything consistent coming off the bench. So, you know, on nights, for example, where maybe Steph is resting or Draymond's hurting or Clay has to rest or KD has to rest or they're off, you have another scorer coming in, at first possibly off the bench, and they sure need that because their bench offense is very inconsistent. So there's a lot going on here, and I would say there's some reason to be concerned. But these guys have dealt with a lot of drama, as David West and Sean Livingston would have told you last season at the end of the season. And I think that's partly what David West was referring to, things involving Draymond and KD. Well, here we are again. They know they have to deal with it if they want to get another ring. They're rational human beings. I think they're going to figure it out long term.
We'll have more Dubs OT right after this.
When it's time for new tires, you want the lowest prices and the best service, don't you? Well, Kane's Tire in San Rafael has you covered on both. Kane's has the lowest prices in Marin County, and they provide the warm and welcoming service that you can only receive from a family-run business. And this is a dependable family business that's been around for 61 years. Voted best of Marin for 35 years in a row, Kane's prices beat Costco's prices every time. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street in San Rafael. Give him a call at 415-453-2942. That's 415-453-2942 for Kane's Tire.
Well, you bring up a really great point about Steph Curry because we know his value to the team on the basketball court, but just as a guy who's sort of a mediator here, it seems like he's super valuable right now in that area. And then you think about the head coach and Steve Kerr and his ability to diffuse this, because there are quite a few coaches around the league, Ray, that just wouldn't put up with it. You know, I see the one-game suspension as being, you know, like I said, a good thing. It's one game, you step back. But some coaches just, you know, they wouldn't be putting up with a lot of the things that have been going on with Draymond Green, Kevin Durant together. And it's tough. I mean, you've got egos, you got big salaries, you got all that. And I think, you know, it puts Steve Kerr in a difficult position, but he's the perfect guy to handle this.
Well, you would think so. I mean, he's been through this before as both a player and a coach. You know, he alluded to getting into a fight with Michael Jordan, and he joked the other day, by the way, I kicked his ass.
Right.
That's a good story. Like, it's like the one where he had to bail out Michael to get the championship-winning shot because Michael was afraid to shoot. Those are pretty fun stories. But, you know, he's been through this, and he understands, you know, what happens when you have a very talented team with star players who are very driven players and who have egos. He's been right at the front lines of that. And that's what you've got here. And it's even more complex here. I saw where, I believe it was Scott Osler, wrote a nice column about the Lakers, the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, that was a good column, yep.
Yeah, and I was kind of on the front lines for that because I was working in Salt Lake City the night that Magic got mad at Paul Westhead and eventually led to his ouster and Pat Riley coming in. And, you know, saw these guys come through several times over the years and originally was reporting on them as a stringer for Associated Press back in the early 80s. So I saw all this starting with the Lakers. And, no, Magic and Kareem were not best buddies. Far from it. But they found a way to coexist on the court for a long time, for almost a decade. This is a little more complex. This is a little more complex than Shaq versus Kobe because you've got a lot of working parts here. So that's what makes it a little more difficult. But there's a common theme with all championship teams, especially with, you know, new rules dealing with salaries and things like that. You know, and Kevin Durant can kind of call his shots, and he's put himself in the position to do that. And I don't think any player would begrudge him that. I just think, you know, for Draymond, it's like, well, you know, this has happened year after year. Are you going to – we bought into you. Are you going to buy into us? So every championship team, every one that I've ever seen except for outside of the New England Patriots, deal with this, and they have their rise and their fall. And we may be coming to the beginning of the down crest for the Warriors, but they're still on top. You know, they're still above everybody else. But everybody who has had a championship team, there's a price you pay for success. And there's stresses that start coming around. And there are players who want their run. That's just a natural part of it. And no team is immune outside of the Patriots. And I don't think the Warriors are immune. And I think we're seeing that play out in slow motion right now.
Yeah, I think you have to have mutual respect for each other. It's interesting because, I mean, these two guys have been friends. I mean, when you think about Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent, they weren't friends. I mean, they didn't like each other. And then, you know, it kind of comes to a head. Or if you think about the relationship of manager-player, I think of, you know, with the Yankees, Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they hated each other. It just wasn't going to work. But these guys have been friends. And then all of a sudden this happened. Yeah. So it makes you think that, you know, that happens in any relationship between friends. If the egos get in the way a little bit, and you would think that they could work through that.
Well, yeah, there may be many times that we haven't seen it where they've actually butted heads in practice or whatever, but they try to keep that in-house. This just happened to be played out in front of everybody. And we have seen it before. We saw it a couple of times last season. One time where Kevin Durant didn't react, another time where he kind of pushed back. This Draymond will push your buttons. We all know what he is about. KD knows what he's about. But there are some points, even with friends, where you finally say, and I've had this situation with people that I, you know, I really like, that I've hung out with, but they start getting on a certain topic and they start harping on it. And finally you say, all right, that's enough of that. You know, I mean,
yeah.
it's just natural. Nobody's perfect. Not every relationship is hunky-dory all the time. And I think that's what these guys are going through right now. I think maybe for them, it's like, all right, let's just figure out a way to be good teammates above all else. That's why we're here. And we'll work out the friendship part later, because I think that's going to take more work.
When Kevin Durant was asked after the Rockets game about the emotions involved with Draymond Green, here was his answer.
Don't ask me about that again.
And Draymond Green addressed whether the emotions of the argument had anything to do with the way the Warriors played in Houston.
We didn't play our best game. It happens. You know, if those emotions are what caused us to lose, then it's my bad, you know. But, you know, we're not panicking or think like, oh, man, we're not a great team. We're still the best team in the league, and we're going to win more games and a bunch of games and go win another championship, and we'll be fine.
We'll continue our Warriors conversation in just a moment. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Is your heater ready to take on the winter? Maybe it's time to warm up and save some money. Enviro is ready to do maintenance on your system to get ready for winter. They also do service and replacement with no charge for an estimate to replace. Also, with all of the rodent issues we're having lately, don't worry, Enviro does duct cleaning as well to help stop that problem. And since the EPA ranks indoor air pollution among the top 5 health risks, it's a good idea to find out what is in your ducts. Call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. Here's another aspect to this, Ray. You know, we've been in the Bay Area market here for a long time. But when you think about other markets and media members and what they might do in this type of situation, I think it would be a lot more difficult because I do see the media members here probably, you know, kind of letting this go, you know, because we did hear what Kevin Durant said about, you know, don't ask me that again. And Draymond Green saying, you know, this is it. I'm only addressing this now. And I sort of see this media group saying and with good reason, you know, hey, let's let this go. We'll start covering basketball. But in other markets, maybe New York or Boston or Philadelphia, I would see this being a problem for a while because it would be, you know, asked over and over and it would get very contentious.
Yes, and that would be my reminder to KD should he decide to go to New York. But that's right. that's what you're going to be dealing with. Oh, two other words, James Dolan. That'd be another reason you might not want to go there.
Right.
You know, there's a whole lot of rumors. Where this is what I said to Pablo Sandoval when he left the Giants. It's like, okay, good luck with the Red Sox and that market. This is what I said about Barry Zito when he was deciding between the Giants and the Mets. I said, New York's a lonely town when you're the only surfer boy around. That's an old song by the Trade Winds in the 60s that actually applied in this situation to Zito. You got to be careful because as much as they might be annoyed by the coverage right now, it's pretty fair out here, I think, by and large. It doesn't mean the media is going to let it go. I mean, we're going to continue to monitor to this, and it'll be brought up again if they give us a reason to bring it up. But for now, the focus is going to be on how they play. And we're going to watch, you know, what happens from here, whether they get it together without Steph. I mean, the Warriors in Steph's career, they're 40-60 without him. Okay, so we understand that that's the number one problem here. But you got to find a way to work through this. They did against Atlanta, which is a lesser team. They're going up against Dallas, which is not a great team, but they held Utah to 68 points the other night. So they're a tough defensive team. And Houston may not have been the toughest defensive team on this trip. And then you got to play San Antonio as well. So there could be a couple more L's on the schedule before Steph gets back. But, you know, what we're going to watch is, A, how they play, and B, how they handle it.
You know, it's funny, too, because you think about this team with all of these all-stars, and you would think, oh, well, they won't miss Steph Curry that much. But it's not just the three-point shooting. It's just the way he facilitates it. And I'm not saying that, you know, he's like a true point guard because he does shoot a lot. He's not always distributing. But the play coming through him rather than, let's say, Draymond Green or anybody else that's trying to run it, it just seems like it's just much smoother. You're not going to have, you know, such a disjointed type situation. That's not an excuse for, you know, some of the air balls that were thrown up. I don't know. Maybe this was just going to be a lost game no matter what. But you're right, Ray. I mean, it just seems like they just miss Curry so much.
Tremendously. And we see it time and again. And as great as Durant is, and my goodness, one of those. He's one of the greatest ever. But as far as fitting in with what the Warriors do, Curry kind of made for this offense, and you see the ball moving around better. You got another guy to pass it to, first of all, because he's going to be a threat to the opposing defense. And like I said, he draws defenders to him and creates open spaces for his teammates. And, you know, you start seeing, you know, open looks from three. You start seeing better quality shots. And, again, you didn't see that tonight. And what they had, one more assist than turnover against Houston. And their shot selection was not good at all. And the ball movement was terrible. It ended up being iso ball quite a bit, which I'm sure Mark Jackson appreciated, but not too many Warrior fans do. So, you know, this is where you get back into the flow where everybody gets involved again. And everybody's happier in that way as well. And this is a guy who brings a spirit and that word joy to the game. And that's infectious. And it gets the crowd into it. And it gets the team into it when you're on the road. And, you know, in so many ways, they miss him. But it's wise to take it easy this early in the year and, you know, deal with some drama. But I said it last year during the championship. Is anybody thinking about the games in November now? No. In June, you don't think about that. If they handle this properly, nobody's going to be thinking about this in June except for as part of the season review. The other time they'll be thinking about it is in July if KD leaves. But you can't worry about that right now. And that's what they said at Media Day they weren't going to do, is worry about it, and they shouldn't, because there's nothing you can do about it right now. The only thing this team can control is how they play right now and how they get through this long schedule and this long season and try to get another ring. And I'll tell you this, I think there are a lot of fans out there. They're taking sides on this between KD and Draymond. This is a situation where both guys are right and both guys are wrong. I know that sounds weird, but I think that's what you've got here. But I think a lot of fans would say, if KD happens to bounce, but they get a third ring in the KD era, they'll be very happy, and they should thank him for his time here, because for the most part, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not there yet.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to come down to what happened in November for KD and his decision anyway, because we've got a long way to go. But one thing I will go back to before we finish up here, Ray, is what Steve Kerr was saying after the Bucks lost, because that was an ugly loss too. And that was right after the Warriors had won 8 in a row, and they were off to a 10-1 start, and everything's just going great. And he mentioned after that loss that you just don't want to see it kind of snowball a little bit. And I'm not saying that it is. I mean, they've lost, what, 3 of the last 5 here. I'm not saying that they're in the midst of a big-time snowball situation. But that's what he's thinking, I'm guessing. He's saying, hey, we've got to put together a couple of good games here. Let's just try to get back to what we were doing. Because if you start to lose, 7 out of 10 or whatever it is, then you start to lose a team a little bit. And again, it doesn't matter much later on, but you start to lose it for a couple week stretch there. That'd be pretty difficult to rebound from, I think.
Well, yeah, it would make it a lot more challenging for them. And then, you're talking about losing the top seed in the West, and they haven't done that yet. They could, but, they're not in danger of that yet. I think Houston is going to end up playing better than they did at the start of the year. They're a better team than they've shown so far. And, here's Portland, here's Utah, here's Denver. Going to be a lot of challengers now. It's as deep as ever in the West. And I think that what you're going to see is a lot of teams beat each other up. So, you may not have to worry so much if you lose 3 out of 5. But, yeah, 7 out of 9 or 7 out of 10, that's a whole different story. You don't want to see a balloon into that. It could end up being, 4 out of 7, 5 out of 8. That's not optimal, but it's not fatal. Just the whole problem with this is when Steve Kerr said that, I don't think anybody foresaw Steph's injury playing out to the point where he'd be gone for this many games, right? It's a longer stretch than they had anticipated. But again, this is the time of the year where you got to play it safe because you want them ready for the playoffs.
Absolutely, yeah. Got to play it safe with Steph, no doubt about that. Ray, thanks a lot. We'll watch what happens on this trip into Texas, into Dallas and San Antonio, and then we'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, stay tuned for the next episode of Family Feud.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.